attacked 18 years ago this hour. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News.
The second explosion in building number two. Unknown if it's an explosion or if it's an aircraft that actually hit the building.
That's the moment the second plane hit the second Twin Tower in New York City. Oscar Odom was a first responder.
The next thing you know, were people just running all over the place, fumes all in the air, and it was just like pandemonium, and he was trying to figure out what was going on.
Well, 46 minutes from now, there will be a moment of silence marking the first plane strike.
There will be five additional moments of silence here, honored here at the ceremony today. Two for when the two towers were hit, two for when the towers fell, and also one for when Flight 93 crashed in Shanksville, Pennsylvania, and for the attack on the Pentagon.
Fox's Brian Yenis at Ground Zero. Nearly 3,000 people were murdered that day. The day after President Trump fired John Bolton, who insists he quit. The search is on for a new national security advisor, and Iran is happy about that. Fox's Simon Owen explains live.
Dave, Iran's president saying the U.S. should distance itself from warmongers following John Bolton's departure, but Hassan Rouhani saying Iranian resistance to U.S. pressure and any possible negotiations between the country's leaders will continue until the Trump administration lifts sanctions. Bolton's exit welcomed by Iran's foreign minister, Mohammad Javad Zarif, describing the former national security advisor as a B-team henchman and the warmonger-in-chief. Dave?
Simon, two Republicans have been elected to Congress in North Carolina.
Tonight is testament to the fact that that Donald Trump remains very popular in North Carolina.
Dan Bishop narrowly beat Democrat Dan McCready in a special election after the 2018 vote was voided because of fraud. Greg Murphy won the other House race. And New England Patriot Antonio Brown's been sued by a former trainer accused of sexual assault. Brown denies it. The Patriots say the NFL's investigating. America's listening to Fox News.
Dell has something extra for small businesses, up to 45% off during their semi-annual sale. It's a perfect time to update to Windows 10 with huge deals on business computers featuring Intel Core processors, plus free shipping on everything. Call Small Business Technology Advisors who can help you achieve your business goals affordably with low monthly payments on the right tech for you. Just call 877-BUY-DELL. That's 877-BUY-DELL or visit dell.com/businessdeals for semi-annual savings.
Starting route now. Turn right at Fortress Mountain. Turn left at Mount Hood. Head south to Moab, Utah. Continue on the Great North American Test Drive.
Run with us on a John Deere Gator XUV 835 with our quietest cab ever and optional heat and AC and a four-wheel independent suspension. It's built to run where no one else can. Nothing runs like a Deere. Search John Deere Gator for more.
There is a huge recall this morning from GM. More than 3 million pickup trucks and SUVs. Why? The power assist brakes could malfunction, which could lead to a crash. We're talking about some Chevy Silverados and Suburbans, GMC Sierras and Yukons, and Cadillac Escalades from the 2014 through 2018 model years. He asked for forgiveness. And that's the last thing a convicted killer did in Texas.
Mark Anthony's soul is lethally injected Tuesday evening for the shooting death of 61-year-old grandmother Nancy Weatherly in June of 2010. Just as the lethal dose of pentobarbital began, Solis looked through the glass into the witness area at Weatherly's son and daughter-in-law and said to them, "I hope y'all forgive me." Then he gasped, snorted, and appeared to fall asleep. He was declared dead 18 minutes later. Solis, the second Texas inmate to be executed within a week. Another execution is scheduled 2 weeks from today. Jack Callahan, Fox News.
A teenager in Florida is in big trouble.
A 17-year-old girl from Umatilla, Florida, outside Orlando, is now facing charges of hiring someone to kill her own parents. Police won't say why she wanted her folks dead, but says the girl stole more than $1,400 from her parents' bank account and spent most of the money on two different people she wanted to commit the murders. She also spent $100 on cocaine for herself. Investigators say another teen tipped off the deputy posted at the high school, which led to the arrest. In Miami, Eben Brown, Fox News.
President Trump has tweeted more shots this morning at the Federal Reserve, wanting our interest rates brought down to zero or less. He calls Fed Chairman Jay Powell naive, and he says it's a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity we are missing because of, as he called them, boneheads. On Wall Street, stock futures are higher ahead of the opening bell next hour. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
Is it allergies, or is it because I saw a Claritin D commercial on the TV? Or is it that time of year?
Maybe so.
I saw the commercial, and then I just went into some sort of Pavlov's dogs.
Yeah.
Maybe it is allergy season. Here we go. News brought to you by Classic Plumbing. Honest, affordable, and professional. Honest, affordable, and professional with a 2-year warranty on all their work. Call 586-PIPE or see their page on Facebook online. It's classicplumbinginc.com.
Good morning. I'm Jamie Monacelli with your ESPN 93.5 local news update. A fire at a mobile home in Tolono Tuesday afternoon. The News Gazette says Assistant Tolono Fire Chief Chris Hoomer said the residents of the home in the Oaks Trailer Park on US 45 noticed smoke, got out, and called for help. Firefighters found heavy smoke, but the fire was able to stay in the bedroom thanks to the bedroom door being closed. Hoomer said the fire apparently started in a wall, but the cause is not yet clear. There were 3 occupants of the mobile home. They were not hurt. Champaign police are investigating a shooting. Monday night at about 10:15, police were called to the 1500 block of Holly Hill Drive. After getting a report of gunshots being heard, when they got there, police found evidence of gunfire, and the preliminary investigation revealed that multiple rounds had been fired into a residence, resulting in property damage. Although the home was occupied at the time of the incident, no injuries were reported. You're up to date. I'm Jamie Monacelli.
According to Classic Plumbing, these facts are essential for good work. Classic plumbers are experienced, qualified, and consistent. Right up front, you'll know all the work is warranted for 2 years. Their $55 diagnostic fee covers your estimate and applies to your job. Classic Plumbing promotes a culture of doing good work and hiring outstanding local people. Tim Culver's Classic Plumbing in Urbana and Mahomet get you technology with a tradition of value. Call 586-PIPE. Look them up on Facebook or online, classicplumbinginc.com.
And good morning again. Here's your weather brought to you by the Blossom Basket Floors, from simple to simply magnificent. With 2 locations, Village at the Crossing, Champaign, Cunningham, and Urbana, 367 Rose, or blossombasket.com. And good morning, Diane Ducey.
Good morning, Stevie. We've got some clouds this morning, partly cloudy by this afternoon, and warm and humid, high 90, low 69. We've got a 10% chance of showers, 20% chance of rain on tomorrow's forecast. Otherwise, partly cloudy and warm again. High 90, low 69. 80 the high on Friday and Saturday. That morning shower chance on Friday at 40%. Right now, the temperature's at 72. ESPN 93.5.
All right, good morning again. I'm Stevie J. Welcome. It is September 11. Yeah, we have to talk about this day in history. It was a bad one. 18 years ago, we'll get into that as we go, but Diane Ducey, the unique perspective, actually being at the Michael Jackson concert the night before.
Yes.
On her honeymoon.
That's absolutely correct. Mm. And 15 blocks away, packing our bags, getting ready to go to the airport, which, after seeing what happened on the television, was the last place we wanted to go.
Yeah.
And we did not go to LaGuardia.
Well, it was unbelievable, those events, and there are a whole lot of folks that don't remember because they were too young, and many of you don't have a vivid memory of it. It was 18 years ago now, so everybody in high school, nobody knows about it. All the kids that go to high school now, it's a history book thing. They should never forget this and should try and put their arms around it and find books or whatever they might have. The resources out there are plentiful to try and read what happened that hurt so many of us on that day. All right, we'll talk some more as we go here this morning. ESPN 93.5, Donald Madzilla, one of our favorites from New Jersey, my Jersey boy. How are you, Donald?
Great. Always got a great greeting from you. Thank you.
You're welcome. Okay, we're just touching on 9/11. Where were you? Where were you in your life? Where were you when you heard about it?
Believe it or not, we were driving to the World Trade Center, because we had a meeting with some venture capitalists for the financing of our company, Information Strategy, which is still in business. And we were literally driving towards the World Trade Center. It was unfortunate. Fortunate that the people that were at the meeting were late, because they were coming in. Some of them were coming in from out of town, and it never occurred, but that's where we were.
Did you hear about it on the radio? Did you see smoke billowing out of Manhattan?
We literally saw it. We were driving down the New Jersey Turnpike towards the Lincoln Tunnel, and you could see the smoke coming from the tower on the upper end. And I'm looking at it, and we're driving, and I nearly went off the road. And we ended up being in a massive traffic jam for 3 hours. I live about 25 minutes from Times Square, and we literally spent 3 hours in a traffic jam. We finally managed to turn around and come back home and stay in our house for 2 days. But I remember it. It's unfortunate. I knew three people who lost their lives there, and as someone pointed out to me years ago, I don't think there's anybody in New York City at that time that didn't know somebody or somehow knew was related to somebody in the tower, whether alive or dead. But it affected us all.
Amazing to think that everybody in high school now weren't even born. I mean, unbelievable. Unbelievable.
Well, the other side of it, it's amazing. I teach, of course, high school students, and every year how the event recedes from their memory to the point that my last class last spring, they looked at me with blank stares when I mentioned it.
Wow.
And that was the frightening part.
Okay, two quick things for you, Donald. Bolton out. What does it mean?
It means that President Trump didn't need him anymore, and he's like a tool you don't need. He discarded it. Joe Bolton couldn't walk through a room without antagonizing somebody, and in this case. President Trump brought him on to say to foreign leaders and also some people at home, look, if you don't talk to me, I'm going to turn this guy loose who wants to bomb you to the Stone Ages.
So it was good cop, bad cop, Donald. Good cop, bad cop kind of thing?
So very definitely. Okay. I mean, from what I've heard, and again, I can't say that from direct knowledge, but what I heard, he used them as Donald Trump uses everybody.
Yeah.
If it can help him, he'll use you. If he can't help him, he'll discard you. And in this case, Joe Bolton is not a long-time person for any organization because he's too acerbic for many people.
Yeah. John Bolton will get on the John Bolton will get on the mashed potato circuit and make $100,000 a night right now, I bet. So he'll be out there making some money on the whole thing. Okay, lastly, Dan Bishop wins in North Carolina. Does that mean anything for the upcoming election?
I was going to bring it up. Congratulations. You're the smartest guy I've talked to this morning about that. You know, if you read the New York Times story, He barely came through.
Oh, yeah.
And it's a harbinger of bad times for Republicans. But if you saw that rally, President Trump, what did he bring out? Almost 10,000 people to a rally for Bishop. The point is, despite what the media says, President Trump is popular in a lot of parts of this country. Is it enough to get him reelected? Well, you know, we'll wait till the votes are counted. But Bishop's victory, the Democratic Party had a major push going, saying, see, this is the road to victory in 2020. They've had to scrap all that because the Democratic candidate, McCready, he campaigned for 24 months.
Mm.
And he still could not overcome a one-night stand by President Trump, $5 million, and the fact that he may not like the way he does things, but President Trump is getting things done. And the people show it. The midterm elections, I think the Republicans did not do a good job of turning out their base. I think that they will turn out their base in 2020. And the bishop election, to me, means that they have a roadmap to success. Whether they can do it or not is the question.
Donald Mazzillo, political analyst. Thank you, sir. Always a pleasure to talk to you from the great state of New Jersey. Thank you, sir. Good guy. Authentic.
Mm-hmm.
Don Mazzillo, ESPN 93.5. This Dan Bishop wins his special election for a House seat.
Okay.
It would have been screaming. The headlines, everything would have been, it's over. A Democrat beat him. Oh, I told you. And now he wins, the Republican. And it's like, did you hear anything? Did you hear that?
The crickets.
Yeah, everything is fine. Oh, you're supposed to win. They had this targeted for a long time, so we'll see what it means next year. ESPN 93.5, 716. I am Stevie J. Diane Ducey with sports headlines.
Colorado beat the St. Louis Cardinals 2-1 yesterday. Let's get your Redbird recap.
This Redbird recap is brought to you by Spectrum Mobile. Spectrum Mobile has unlimited talk, text, and data, and you can save up to 40%. Go to SpectrumMobile.com today.
With Ricky Horton, I'm John Rooney, and last night in Denver, the Cardinals were 1-for-8 with runners in scoring position, and that one hit didn't drive in a run. The Cardinals got a run on a ground out by Paul Goldschmidt, but it was a two-run homer by Nolan Arenado off Michael Walker in the first inning. The Rockies won 2-1.
A couple of opportunities for the Cardinals to score late. They had a runner at third base with less than two outs twice in the fifth inning, seventh inning. Couldn't capitalize. Walker gets the loss. He pitched okay, but Helsley and Gallegos were really good out of the Cardinals bullpen, giving him a chance to come back.
So Dakota Hudson will make the start tonight against Antonio Senzatella, and airtime will be 6:45. The Cardinals lost the first game in Pittsburgh, then won the next two.
Hudson's been red hot. Keep the ball down as he has been.
And our play-by-play broadcast will begin at 7:30 Central. Ricky will go over the lineups, and I'll have the play-by-play about 7:40.
Did you know that with Spectrum Mobile, you could save big on your wireless bill? Get our Buy the Gig plan for just $14 a gig and pay for only the data you use. Unlimited talk and text included. Go ahead, grab your wireless bill and compare. Use a lot of data? We've got you covered. Ask about our unlimited data plan. Spectrum Mobile, the best network, the best devices, the best value. Get Spectrum Mobile today at SpectrumMobile.com. Visit SpectrumMobile.com for offer restrictions and details.
These West Coast games are so late,
yeah.
People think that they, yeah. You know, Cubs might have won.
Well, I was in bed. It was 8-5 Padres, and apparently the Cubs had a really big eighth inning.
Uh-huh.
Chris Bryant and Jason Hayward, they tied it. And then lost the what, in the 10th?
9-8 was the final.
The Cubs walked three batters, including the game winner, in the bottom of the 10th.
Oh,
a walk to win.
That hurts.
Oh.
9 o'clock today to start again against the Padres in Game 3 in the series on US 105.9. Chicago White Sox won over Kansas City 7-3. They've got a 7-10 game today. The big headline in MLB is Milwaukee's Christian Yelich out for the season.
Yeah, that was awful. I saw it.
Oh, you did.
I mean, he swung.
First inning, he fouled a pitch off his kneecap.
There was a mighty swing on a very fast ball, and it tipped right on the top of his kneecap, and it broke it. So he's done for the year.
Remained on the ground for several minutes before getting up, limping to the dugout.
Awful.
He's 27.
He's one of the best players in baseball,
that's
obviously.
Right.
So Brewers have got some work to do without him if he's not in their lineup. Kind of like Javi Baez.
Uh-huh.
It's a tough thing for the Cubs, too.
L.A. Dodgers won their seventh consecutive NL West title after beating Baltimore 7-3. So they've got a 94-52 record. Of course, Antonio Brown is trending again. Newly acquired to the Patriots, but a civil lawsuit now against him for rape allegations from a former trainer.
Unbelievable. I mean, where'd that come from?
Right.
Weather brought to you by Watts Copy Systems, your local copy or printer specialist in Champaign-Urbana for the past 35 years at wattscopy.com.
Up to 90, down to 70. 90 to 70, the temperature range tomorrow. Partly cloudy once again with just a slight chance of showers. It bumps up to a 40% chance of morning rain on Friday. High 80, low 56. Sunshine expected Saturday as we take on Eastern Michigan with an 11 a.m. kick. It's a high 83, so it should be great weather for the game. Temperatures currently at 72. ESPN 93.5.
And on this 9/11, your Fox Business Minute now brought to you by Rob Meyer, Provident Financial Group in Champaign, where partnerships are built on trust. Find Rob at ProvidentFinancialGroupLLC.com. Again, a little more on this day in history in just a moment. 7:20. Good morning. Glad you're listening. Thank you. We'll be right back.
From the Fox Business Network, investors are encouraged after China decided to exempt some U.S. products from higher tariffs before trade talks next month, and China will continue to review more goods for exemption. Video game retailer GameStop is planning to close up to 200 of its 5,700 locations around the world by the end of the year. James Bell, the finance chief of GameStop, says the closures are part of a broader review of the company that could lead it to shut more stores. GameStop is dealing with competition from downloaded games. Interactive exercise machine company Peloton is planning to go public, charging $26 to $29 a share when it launches its stock. The price would raise more than $1 billion for the company. Peloton is expected to list its shares on the NASDAQ under the symbol PTON. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Ginny Cosola.
Less. All right, it's 9/11, and for those old enough to remember, there's some of you that don't have a very good memory of it because you might have been pretty young. My kids are pretty young. On 9/11/2001, I had four-year-old triplets. Nathaniel was eight, and it was, and the kids knew. I mean, we didn't say, okay, here's what happened. Mm-hmm. Some bad people ran into a building mm-hmm. to kill us, because the question is why, and we were all trying to struggle with that.
Yeah.
And it was a time of maybe unparalleled. I wasn't around in World War II, but maybe unparalleled unity. There was great unity when Persian Gulf, mm-hmm. when George Herbert Walker Bush was president and had a 91% approval. The world came together, took Saddam Hussein of Iraq, who had invaded Kuwait, took him out of Kuwait and came home. That was the mission. We accomplished it. Mm-hmm. And everybody seemed to like it because the whole world contributed and helped. 9/11, we were united because it was America. We were attacked essentially right in New York City.
Right. First time on our home soil, really.
Well, like this, for sure. They had attempted in the 90s to blow it up from the basement.
Oh, wow.
They had attempted. That was during Bill Clinton, and the effort came from underneath and didn't work. So then they all learned how to be pilots so they can run in. And they took pilot school in Florida. They got their license, not to land. They wanted to learn how to take off and steer.
Right. My niece went to Pace University just blocks away from the World Trade Center, so we met her there on the 10th. And had breakfast down a few stories down below. And then we took a ferry ride that day. So back then, using a camera, could see the date of 9/10/01 mm-hmm. with the World Trade Center over Mike and I's heads on our honeymoon. We just, being 15 blocks away, we didn't see actually what happened, but we could stop, for instance, in front of a TV store, and there were at least 40 of us gathered around and watching what happened, and then watch the other plane hit in that style. Mm-hmm. And it was amazing, you know, the whole time we were in New York City. Of course, you can look around, but you don't talk to anybody. But this was people from all over the world talking about what happened and, you know, conversing. And then for us to rent a car to do our one-way trip back home to East Central Illinois, and people in that line discussing, well, if you're going to Chicago and I'm going to San Diego, maybe I should rent the car and drive through Chicago and drop you off. I mean, unheard of, never. Strangers coming together.
Well, that's what happens, I think, in America, particularly in times of incredible duress. We do bond, and we're all one, and that's what the country is, and we were certainly under attack. And that's what President Bush, a young, newly elected president, George W. Bush, was told, Mr. President, we're under attack. And I lived it as the manager of the radio over there across the town in WDWS, and it was a horrific day just getting things covered initially, trying to do what we needed to do broadcast-wise. Go to CBS at the time. We had one plane land at Willard from Philadelphia because the president landed everything, and all planes came out of the sky. And so we covered the day. We got the news angle. We did our jobs, and then I just broke down. And that afternoon, when everything was kind of done, I turned my chair around to the window and cried because I was sad for my kids. I said, this is going to be in our lexicon of thought for the rest of all my life and certainly all my children and certainly grandchildren. The world changed. And it was just hard to comprehend why they wanted to do that to people in a World Trade Center from 100 nations. I mean, it was just kill and destroy. The symbol of what World Trade Center was, the power and money and all these things, they wanted to destroy it and did it in an extraordinarily cowardly way. Not worried about women, children, anybody else. They wanted to kill. And so to deal with all of that, and then what did America do? One of the first things was, don't go kill Muslims. You know, we tried to protect them and to say, don't go kill them. I was so impressed with Governor Pataki at the time, Mayor Giuliani, George W. Bush. They were on TV every day in a three-way phone call that America watched. And it was, they did an incredible job.
Mm-hmm.
And then he was down on the rubble. He says, you can't hear me? Well, people did this going to hear me from us.
That's
And they had a flag down there. It was, and then we went and broadcast live from the World Trade Center on the second anniversary. And we were working with ABC at the time. And so we were right there watching everything. And we talked to all of these people. And many of which probably aren't alive anymore because they were there. They didn't care about what they were ingesting.
That's right.
So many people have cancer, had cancer, died from all this.
That's right.
Any thoughts to share? You're sure welcome on this very important day in history. It's very, very critical that we understand history and learn from history. We have to know history. 359-2255. Feel free to chime in any time along the way.
Well, and I've got this picture up of President George W. Bush reading at an elementary school in Sarasota, Florida, and being whispered to by the Secret Service about what happened at the World Trade Center.
That was his, I think, Chief of Staff Andy Card came and whispered in
That's
his ear.
Correct.
He didn't want to jump up and because the kids.
That's right.
So he tried
got
to say
a lot of 7-year-olds.
Say calm, as calm as he could. 7:30. ESPN 93.5.
It's not ironic that the last four digits of Rosati's are 23-34. The two best Chicago athletes wore number 23 and number 34, and Rosati's makes some of the best Chicago-style pizza in Champaign-Urbana. 23, the number of the greatest basketball player ever, Michael Jordan. Like Rosati's, they always are delivering in the clutch. Walter Payton or Sweetness wore number 34. Rosati's has a smooth and sweet sauce that packs a powerful punch of flavor on their pie like Walter Payton in the end zone. So get the legendary Chicago-style pizza by dialing 328-2334 or 328 Michael Jordan, Walter Payton.
I'm Chris Foster. By this hour, 18 years ago, the 9/11 hijackings and attacks had started. Lorraine Arias Bellavo's brother died, she tells Fox.
People refer to it as a tragedy, but that would be like a hurricane. It was a mass murder, a massacre of innocent people, over 3,000 people.
There are ceremonies today in New York, at the Pentagon, and in Shanksville, Pennsylvania, where those hijacked planes crashed. A dozen leaders of a California-based church ministry are arrested in California and Texas, accused of using homeless people as forced labor.
They locked victims inside group homes. They forced victims to beg for money up to 9 hours a day, 6 days a week, and turn over all the money they received.
That's U.S. Attorney Robert Brewer. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning. I'm Jamie Monacelli with your ESPN 93.5 local news update. Champaign police are investigating a shooting Monday night at about 10:15. Police were called to the 1500 block of Holly Hill Drive. After getting a report of gunshots being heard when they got there, police found evidence of gunfire, and the preliminary investigation revealed that multiple rounds had been fired into a residence, resulting in property damage. Although the home was occupied at the time of the incident, no injuries were reported. The principal of Thomas Paine Elementary School has been placed on leave. Urbana Superintendent Jennifer Ivory Tatum sent an email to parents Monday night that the Department of Children and Family Services got a report over the weekend of a concern over student safety, and DCFS started investigating. The principal there is Dolores Lloyd. Ivory Tatum said, quote, until DCFS can conclude its investigation, another administrator will be assigned to supervise everyday activities in the building. You're up to date. I'm Jamie Monacelli.
When we
CMI Clean, your janitorial and equipment experts.
A high of 90 today and tomorrow, down to around 70 in the evening, and the chance of showers at 20%. It's a 40% shot at Morning showers on Friday. High 80 expected, 56 our low in the evening. Up into the mid-80s over the weekend. Right now, the temperature's at 73. ESPN 93.5.
Well, I'm always happy to welcome Ed Martin, president of the Eagle Forum Education and Legal Defense Fund. My friend, how are you? Are you in St. Louis today?
I am in St. Louis today. Yes, sir. The cards are back. I think they get back tomorrow night for a three-game set with the Brewers, maybe.
Yeah, boy. Christian Yelich breaks his kneecap on a foul ball. Oh.
Yeah, that was terrible. I know, but the Cardinals sure look strong, so we'll see. Hopefully, we'll have a good weekend.
Hope they can hold on 4 in a 5-game lead. 4 on the Cubs, 5 on the Milwaukee Brewers. A lot of baseball yet to play. Ed Martin, where were you 18 years ago today?
Yeah, right about now, actually, maybe an hour from now. I was in St. Louis, actually. I was just recounting this. At the time, I was a law clerk for a federal judge, and we were in the breakfast room at the Marriott Hotel. We were actually visiting St. Louis. I was living in Kansas City. And after the planes hit, we went over to the Eagleton Courthouse. And the Eagleton Courthouse was then the largest and newest courthouse in the country. And one of the things that was said on the TV during that time was other targets may be federal buildings, including the new Eagleton building. And so we were only in the building a few minutes, maybe a half an hour, and they evacuated it along with others. But I will say, Stevie J, I don't know how much I've ever told you. I grew up in New Jersey, and my high school was in Jersey City. And right down the block, you could see the towers, and the other block, you could see the Statue of Liberty. And we had an extraordinary number of alumni of my school, my high school, St. Peter's Prep, who were killed. I think it was about 55 who were killed in all the towers. A few people, I wouldn't say close friends, but a guy that I used to be in high school with, knew pretty well, was in the towers. I remember it like it was yesterday, and it was very, very personal, as it was for everyone in lots of different ways.
How important is it for us to remember this, to teach those in high school, all the high schoolers now, today, too young? I mean, this is important that we really learn and understand history, correct?
Yeah, and you know, you said the word I like better. There was a period where a lot of people said never forget. And it's probably accurate, like, you know, we forget so many things, you're trying not. But I love the word we remember. You know, it's an active word. It's sort of more intentional. And you're right, we remember. And the different ways to remember, different aspects of it, you know, certainly the tragedy and the fear we all had. I mean, I'd never experienced it in my life, the fear of something's going wrong in the country, could go wrong everywhere. You know, it was like an invasion. It was like I've heard old timers tell me after that about December 1941, because you felt like something could be coming for us. Then afterwards, there was a certain, as you remember, a esprit de corps, a national connectedness that was almost a high. I mean, you felt like you were working together. And, you know, after that, now 18 years later, we've had all sorts of reasons to think, well, should we have had this war, that war? But for that wasn't what you were mostly sort of drawn together. And it was one of those things that you never, ever wanted to happen. But out of it came incredible, not just memories, but incredible changes. And so it's, we need to remember it and remember it very well.
And I think sometimes those living in the moment tend to think this is the worst time. None of us were here for World War II and this, you know, certainly Civil War and some of the incredible turbulence of 1968 and Vietnam and burn your draft card and burn the flag. I mean, we've had turbulent times and we've always seemed to hang in there and stay together.
Yeah, and also I say this, is that when you have something so traumatic like that day was, no matter how you related to it, and if you had a loved one that was lost. I have a friend of mine who's she married a fellow whose brother died, and I remember knowing that, meeting this young guy and hearing about his brother who died in the towers, and how it touches everybody is very different, you know. And one thing you learn in the face of tragedy like that, I think, and it's part of getting older, but a lot of us got older faster because of 9/11, was you can't tell someone, oh, I know what you're going through. You know, I know. Everybody's going to feel and understand something in a very, very personal way, which is not to say that you don't connect it to each other in our nation. You do, but it was one of those things where a lot of us grew up in a way that we hadn't. We had great, great years of success in life and optimism, and you realize that life is not as it's more complicated than we think. And then the other thing, Stevie J, that there's something about a nation. You know, there's something about. Remember, Rudy Giuliani was it a figure at that time of such stature because of how he handled it. And there's something about a nation where you looked around and you were like, wow, this is we're these people together. You know, the people that did Flight 93, the people that were standing up soon after. It was that was a special part of understanding America too.
Amazing stuff. Ed Martin, president of the Eagle Forum Education Legal Defense Fund. Just one, I guess two quick ones, if I could. John Bolton out, and also the significance of Dan Bishop, Republican, winning in North Carolina for a House seat in that special election.
Well, Bolton out is interesting. Nobody thought that Bolton was steering the ship completely anyway. You know, Donald Trump is one of the most active and energetic and doesn't hide that he's in charge. So I think Bolton was inevitable in some ways. He's a different style of the president and all. And I think so. It is what it is. I don't put much into it except that this is the Trump presidency. The Bishop race in North Carolina is more interesting. I have a good friend of mine who was working on that race. He's a campaign guy, and I was getting updates on it for the last month or so. And there was a lot of fear that what were they going to see. This is a big win for Republicans. I mean, look, special elections, Stevie J, people have to understand, special elections are special. I mean, it sounds funny, but they're not normal. And in the sense of this case, there was probably $20 million spent in one race. When you spend $20 million in a race, you can change the turnout especially, and you can amplify the turnout in different ways. I remember the night of Roy Moore's loss in the Alabama Senate race, I was sitting next to an activist at CNN. She told me we were active down in Alabama, and I said, how much money did you spend? And she said, $4 million. And I said, wow, statewide? And she said, no, in Birmingham.
Oh, my.
So, in other words, you flood things. So that Bishop McCready race in North Carolina, the Democrats wanted the narrative and wanted to win, and the Republicans desperately didn't. And the Republicans won. I think the president takes that one strongly. I looked at it and said last night what I've been saying for a long time. 2020 with Trump on the ticket is going to be the intensity of the Republican side will be as high or higher than the Democrats. And that makes it much more like 2016 than it does 2018. So it's a good win.
Interesting. Ed Martin, my friend, always a pleasure. Always enjoy chatting. Thank you, sir. We'll keep rooting for those Cardinals, huh?
Yeah. God bless. Thanks, Stevie.
All right, buddy.
Thanks for the chance to talk.
God bless you as well. Ed Martin down in St. Louis this morning. ESPN 93.5 talking about 9/11 this morning. Diane Ducey was there on her honeymoon with her wonderful husband, Mike Anderson, who's on a choo-choo train this morning.
Sure is.
And headed to Seattle on the train.
That's right. They'll stop in Chicago, and they have a four-hour layover, so they have to.
And yet you're taking the private jet, and yet he's on a train.
Yes. I've got things I got to do, and the boys are a little more relaxed in their schedule.
How fun is that, though? A cross-country train trip will be memorable forever.
3 days and two nights, and they don't have a sleeper car, so they're just kind of reclining in the seat.
They really, as I understand, it's been a long time since I've been on an Amtrak, but they really stretch out, I guess. All right, 359-2255. Always welcome to chime in what you were doing, share anything you want on 9/11. Happy to hear from you. Thank you for listening. We have our offer today at 5:30 during the drive.
What?
It's Tay and Piper today, and at 5:30, you'll be able to go online to gostever.com and click accept, and you can get $30 to Rosati's Pizza.
Nice.
Oh, had it over the weekend, a cheese pizza. I don't know what Shane Morrison does over there at Rosati's, but he buys the best. I think he goes to the top of the Himalayas or something and gets the cheese every morning.
Probably so.
I don't know what it sounded.
The natural grass that the cows are eating.
Whatever he does, the cheese is off the chart. So I'm giving you money to go eat there. You have to use it within 7 days. You'll have to tell me about your experience when you're done. 5:30 tonight, first time on the drive with Tay and Piper. You'll have to go to gostever.com and register, and then you'll be all set.
It's all on your phone.
Yep. Gostever.com, 5:30 tonight for your offer, and it's free. Sports headlines coming up.
Carpenter.
Yeah, it was this moment 18 years ago. I was broadcasting, and I interrupt sportscaster Dave Lowell. I said, Dave, I'm sorry to interrupt, but a plane has hit the World Trade Center. And it was, I remember seeing the TV, at a TV in the studio, and he said, it's a sunny day, I don't understand.
Right.
The weather's not bad.
Right.
It looks like a small plane, because I just saw a little smoke, it just hit. And then, you know, 14 minutes later, we see the second plane, I watched it live.
Yeah.
It was just...
I did, too.
So heartbreaking.
Yes, it was.
Let's check your sports headlines, Diane Ducey.
Colorado beat St. Louis. 2-1 was the final, and now we've got a game at 7:40, and this is not the last game of the series.
The Cardinals play today, tomorrow, and then they're in St. Louis for Milwaukee over the weekend.
Oh, boy.
Yep.
And, you know, Milwaukee's hurting with that Christian Yelich now out for the season, breaking that right kneecap after a foul ball hit it, tipped off his bat first inning. I mean, they're going to really look at that today and see if they need to do surgery or what they should do.
Yeah, that's a shame. He's one of the best.
Mm-hmm. San Diego over the Cubs. That final was 9-8.
Cubbies walked three in the bottom of the 10th, including the game winner.
That's a horrible ending to the game.
And what a good comeback with Chris Bryant, a two-run shot in the 8th, followed by Jason Hayward's solo shot. They came from three back to tie it at 8.
They had the mo going, and then the pitching. So 9 o'clock on U.S. 105.9. As that series continues, Chicago White Sox and Kansas City have a 7-10 start. White Sox on top yesterday, 7-3. L.A. Dodgers won their 7th consecutive NL West title at 94-52 on the season after beating Baltimore yesterday, 7-3. Eastern Michigan is who will face Saturday at 11. Go Illini.
Yeah, tickets to give away for the game. Next hour, here on ESPN.
Tailgate this season when you buy your meat from the You'll Buy Meat sales room.
All right, here's the check of the weather.
All right, we've got some clouds this morning, but partly cloudy and a high 90. A little on the humid side today. 70 our low tonight. Chance of showers at 20% with the temperatures between 90 and 70 tomorrow. We've got a high 80 with the morning showers that could come our way on Friday. Down to 56 in the evening, partly cloudy. Sunshine expected Saturday with a high 83 up to 88 on Sunday. Right now we're at 74 on ESPN 93.5.
All right, Dan texts in. Yeah, talking about me breaking into that sports cast 18 years ago, and when I had mentioned, my first initial thought was it was a small plane. I think we all wished it was a small plane.
Wish it was a small plane.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, it was not. Steve Suderman, good vibes, where you get your man cave or sound stuff or dish or direct. How are you, my friend?
Well, I'm good. It's hard to be terribly upbeat on this day because everybody remembers where they were and how they felt and all that. I think I was watching Good Morning America when I first saw the smoke coming out of the tower. Don Daler was on ABC News at the time. He's a young reporter. He's still around on CBS now. But he said something about he'd been down in the financial district and said, you know, I heard something that sounded like a plane accelerating. And it was a creepy thing because the second plane hadn't hit yet. Nobody really knew what was going on. And so there was that morning we had our staff meeting. We're all gathered around the table at 8 o'clock in the morning. And, you know, there's a funny buzz and what's going on. And the news is sort of, you know, just confusing. And then it wasn't confusing at all. And that, what a horrible day. A day nobody wants to relive or remember, but nobody will ever forget. And nor should they. And I remember it like awfully, awfully well.
Heck. Yeah. No, that's
people
right.
My generation knew where they were when they heard Kennedy was assassinated, and that's one of those things where I knew exactly. It all is so crystalline. But it was the good thing was it did bring the country together in a way that I don't remember before or since, but it was a unity that was great.
Yeah.
I wish there was something that could bring us together.
Now,
I think football brings us together a little bit.
Yeah, a little bit.
Here come the Illini 2-0, returning to Memorial, and I think we're favored over Eastern Michigan. So maybe when was the last time Illinois football started 3-0?
Was it 2011?
Ron Zook's last year.
It's been a little while anyway.
Yeah.
So Beckman didn't fare well. Anyway, we've got tailgaters. You can bring the Illini outside with you. You can hang outside Memorial and watch TV. A lot of people do that. Don't even go into the game. Don't pay the ticket, but enjoy the, you know, the circus atmosphere and can see the game or see other games, with those things. We've got a tailgater special. You can add that to your Dish account, and get the receiver that goes with it just for $3.99. That's a cool thing. You get high definition, wherever you can find electricity to plug the receiver in. Long as you can get that, you're good to go. If you don't have Dish, we can show you how to save a little money on your cable bill or your DirecTV bill, because it will save you some money. And yeah, we've got all the stuff to bring you the entertainment, to bring you the big screens. We've got an 85-inch TV from Sony on sale, $24.99. What a thing to watch a football game on.
Wow.
Wow indeed.
Yeah. Well, listen, how do people come and see you and take advantage of all this?
You can find us on the web at gvibes.com. You can find our store at 2010 Round Barn next to the DMV. You can call me up at 351-0909.
You're the man. Thank you, Steve.
Thanks, Steve.
Steve Suderman at Good Vibes.
Mom.